Yeah, what I'm waiting for is, I think once we get to Caves and Cliffs, the big one that comes out this December, where all of the cool formations show up, we should just roll back. We should completely reset the server and just start a, just do survival.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Oh, we're talking about Minecraft.
And that way, like, yeah. That way...
Got it.
Fucking Zach can just unload some of the shit that... the unnecessary stuff. Like, nobody is using a half of the shit that's on that server.
No, but we should keep it as, like, a time capsule. That's just one thing.
Well, yeah, we can keep the world file.
Yeah, but that'll be great.
Are we also? Is it just us? Is it just us today? Are we getting Zach?
Yeah. Just us.
Well,
Zach's always like sleepy.
Zach is not really on the show anymore. Like,
Dad's never coming back.
Wait, welcome
is it just
back.
Been
but
you three?
Yeah,
yeah.
For like months.
Why didn't you tell me that? I would have shown up for it. You could just ask me.
I mean, I don't know. We were just doing a groove. Well, yeah, show up.
Yeah. Yeah, you're free to come on.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. You are free to come on, and I just want you to know that the show has gotten, like, 10,000% hornier.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Well, that's what it is now. That's, like, our thing.
My brand.
That is my brand. I'm trying to pivot to being hot online.
I did see the article about critical race theory. Claiming that Kant was the original progenitor of critical race theory. And there's a great tweet I saw and replied with that said, well, you know, Kant was critical of some of the races.
I was going to say, he was critically racist.
He was definitely critically, he was definitely critically racist.
Racist to a degree, which you might expect him to have a couple points invested in there. You know, maybe proficiency, maybe even expertise.
That man,
you know, get those 20s flowing like nothing.
That man rolls with advantage on every racism roll. It would be impressive if it wasn't horrifying. I swear to God, I'm putting out fires everywhere. I'm restructuring an entire organization to be less misogynistic. I'm destroying people. I'm reading Aristotle. I'm getting ready to write two junior theses on communism. And
yeah, that's why you're
college.
Not on here
cynicism.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, you're a busy woman. That's why.
I'm considering writing some books, but
girl
I need
boss
to have work
moves.
Ethic for that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me a girl boss. Don't call me a
boss
girl
babe. Boss bitch.
Okay, I do have a shirt that I bought from Goodwill that says babes support babes. And I dressed, I went, my Halloween costume was girl boss.
That's pretty
wonderful.
Good.
Yes, this is just like, this is like an Artemis Ketchup hour.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hey, let's tell us what's been going on with you. We'll tell you what's been going on with us. We'll think what you're doing is cool. You're going to be like, oh, you're doing that.
These old people.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so lots going on. I have been in contact with some members of the, I think it's the pit, the, one of the, no, it's the Sunrise Movement at Lafayette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tight.
They were asking me questions about organizing and, like, shit to do. I told them a lot of, like, hey, do something physical so that you can point to thing and be like, hey, look, we did physical thing in the real reality world.
Mm-hmm. It's not just posts, people.
It's not just posts, but then at the same time, I'm having to stop because we do this thing where we have a discussion with other groups, and we had a discussion with the college Republicans of this small town. Well, they're they honestly could be worse.
That's not much of a.
What a compliment, yeah.
The bar is so low, Artemis.
Last episode was about, like, JFK Jr. Gematria QAnon. Like, it's...
Okay, they're not that bad. They're not, like, that type of people.
Are you trying to reasonable Republicans, these people?
No, they're not reasonable. They're just not that unreasonable.
Yeah, they're not groypers, yeah.
It's more like, I'm more just doing, you know, we do things, I'm talking about the forms here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
The public square.
The dwarven forms where like you're out in the sun and you see all these shadows cast upon the ground and you don't understand, and then you go deeper underground and learn to forge until eventually you become real.
That's what the allegory cave's about. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. I read Aristotle.
I don't read any philosophy. It is incredibly
it's for nerds
for me to understand.
I told you we're too busy boning. I said this in the chat, but as we were recording the other thing, this woman that I slept with last night sends me a message that says, "Hey, are you okay if I annotate your Trotsky book?" Psychic Dolphin Garage. Oh, hey, by the way, hello everyone, and welcome to Psychic Dolphin Garage. I'm Artemis, she, her, hers.
I'm Bo, he, him.
Yeah.
I'm Charlie, she, her.
I'm Dennis, he, they. There was a cold open in there somewhere, so
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we can edit that down. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alternatively, I'd be happy to give a disclaimer that says, like, hello everyone. We're sorry to say that the cold open we recorded is just unsalvageable.
I mean, you just did it, so there you go.
There you go.
Now, I don't have a docket in front of me, and I'm not as expert as like Zach is at transitioning. Well, I'm okay.
Well, that's fine.
B-Cup would say otherwise, I believe.
We'll get to the docket. I'll put it in the general.
Yeah.
On Discord.
Poggers. I started saying that ironically, and now I can't not say it.
It's a good word. I hate it.
It rolls off the tongue. It's real good.
I still don't say it because I don't know what it means.
It means cool. It also means more huzzah than that, but like, yeah. Yeah, it's like hell yeah. Hey, at least you're not Zoomers. I've heard stories from Zoomers about people saying it during sex. So like, at least we're not saying poggers during sex.
No. I have a funny story about that.
Okay, go.
I almost
did you?
Said it last night.
Artemis.
Really?
To your mom.
That's so good. That's awesome. Do you know?
Yeah, no,
that's
great.
Oh, do you know what the most embarrassing thing I ever said during sex was? And it happened like a couple days ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was literally talking like we were having a fucking like great sexy chat, and literally the words in my brain just came out this way because I said that I wanted to be shattered into pieces and then built back better than I was. Oh shit. And then we just
built back
laughing
better. Hell yeah.
And we couldn't help ourselves. It's in my brain. I just want to be destroyed without having Joe Biden in there being like, come on, Jack, you want an ice cream?
No, the most embarrassing thing I've said during sex is I love you. That's
terrible. Oh, I was going to make that same joke. Fuck off.
Ah, yes.
And I'm starting to come around to you.
Yeah, Bo, it's because you said it to me.
Oh, yeah. We said it to each other. And we're like, uh-oh.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
One
fear of this podcast commitment.
I keep saying I'll put the episode out on Tuesday, but it's not coming out till Wednesday. Sorry, that's just not a thing I can do.
All right, well, I actually might edit this episode. Don't worry.
Oh,
I'm not working on Monday.
Okay. Well,
it's
yes.
Well, Shock
I just
Talk
like
will not
I like my
here
edits so much. God, I love them.
I mean,
we love.
I also
edit
like your
the hog. I feel like the hogs can wait another couple days.
Actually, you know what happens is I record this podcast on Sunday night, and then all of Monday I just kind of feel slow and sluggish because I'm like, God, that was like going out all night on the town or something. What the fuck?
Oh my God. we get
good
you so tired.
That's good.
Yeah.
That means you're leaving it all out on the field, and I know,
yeah, exactly.
I appreciate that.
I wake up,
yeah,
you know, at a crisp – we record this, you know, fucking 6 o'clock my time. I wake up at a crisp 10:30. In the evening, same evening, feeling like a million bucks because I didn't fucking contribute shit.
I woke up today at I woke up today at like, I think, well, I went to sleep at like 6 a.m. For reasons I imagine some people can intuit.
It's not Sherlock Holmes having to figure this shit out, yeah.
And I woke up at like roughly 11 because this girl had to leave and she like messed with my hair a little bit and then walked out the door.
Very rom-com, yeah.
And then I slept for another. It's not romantic. There's no way. You know, sex doesn't have to be romantic. Remember that, Beau.
Of course. Doesn't have to be anything.
Sex doesn't have to be romantic.
Sex doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
I just want somebody to build me back better, okay?
Yeah. Hey, I think it's very romantic to be absolutely torn to pieces and then, like, reconstructed in someone else's vision. What's wrong with that?
Yes, I want to be that, like, Lego kit they got fucking set up with halfway.
I was about to say, Pape, I want you to destroy me like the bully did my Lego Death Star.
Particularly frustrating Minecraft save. That's what...
Don't get me started. I've been placing blue glass for the last hour. I've decided to fight the ocean itself. Fighting the ocean... Dennis, go first, because then I'll transition.
I was going to say, one of the reasons why there's a constant clicking whenever Artemis is on is because she's playing something.
It's usually either Destiny or Minecraft, or Nerf Roblox, which I've become very invested in.
Oh my god.
The Roblox? You didn't listen to our Roblox episode.
Oh, I don't watch this show.
I know. Hey, you know, I also didn't watch this show at all until I started editing it, and then I found it with this like, oh, this is a really good show. I should actually listen to this.
Let's be real. Also, nobody watches this show. It's an audio format.
Damn bitch! I put up
a video clip of our show once a week.
I really love the idea of someone who only sits down to listen to podcasts, but does it with like a fucking, you know, 2006 Windows music player fucking visualizer. That sounds really good.
We should make a Psychic Dolphin Garage Real Player skin.
There we go.
Yeah. Think about it.
Go really well with the Psychic Dolphin Garage MSN notification sounds.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say that.
And yet I did.
You were allowed to not say that. And you did anyway. And you could have not.
So what the fuck are we talking about? Huh?
It's a podcast.
Speaking of the ocean.
Saying it. Yeah.
Elon Musk was in some deep water.
That was fine.
Fuck! Listen, I'm
aren't you in the ocean in Minecraft right now?
Yeah, I'm drowning.
Much like on Elon the show.
Musk. Just like Elon Musk is drowning in controversy after responding to a Bernie Sanders tweet about a graduated wealth tax with, oh, I didn't realize you were still alive.
Which
is ironic considering that I'm currently outside of his home address in Texas. With a bat.
So hey, this comes from Market Watch. Mike Murphy. Thanks, Mike.
Go fuck yourself, Market Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the only appropriate response to that to Elon Musk is just, honestly, I'm surprised you're still alive.
Yeah, it really is. But
I'm just disappointed.
Right. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Well, Musk followed up the tweet with another tweet saying, want me to sell more stock, Bernie? Just say the word.
He keeps doing illegal stock shit on Twitter.
That's just the thing. You can't do that. So this, like I said, this comes from Market Watch. As part of a settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission in 2018, Tesla is supposed to pre-approve all of Musk's tweets. Earlier this year, the SEC said Musk's tweets violated that policy twice in 2020. However, largely toothless since there's no real precedent for the SEC enforcement of social media posts, and any potential fines against Musk or Tesla would likely be minuscule compared to their net worth.
Yeah.
We literally have elected a government of people who want to talk to the manager. Like, they're literally just a group of people being like, excuse me, who is the manager at Tesla? I have a complaint about Mr. Musk. And then they do that. Well, yeah, well, right. They don't know that. They're confused. They don't understand technology.
No, they don't.
They're just like, I thought Tesla was the founder.
I don't think Twitter should exist.
I mean, no, it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't.
Absolutely not, yeah.
I think yeah, I'd like to make a complaint to Jack Twitter himself.
But yeah, this hey, is like Twitter? Incredibly this is like incredibly illegal. Like you can't just be like changing the, like just doing like tax stock speculation just like right there changing the prices and just influencing the market like this. It's so wild that he's allowed to do this sort of thing.
Because fuck it.
Well, no he's rules, not. He's not. He keeps getting, like, sent to court, and then they just say, like, someone should watch that man, and they shake their finger, yeah. And he's supposed to. Like, he keeps violating, literally, that's the 2018 settlement that you said with the SEC, where it's just Tesla is supposed to, someone is supposed to pre-approve all of Musk's tweets because he keeps tweeting shit that tanks the stock, and then he keeps getting rich. He keeps tweeting about fucking cryptocurrencies and then just pumping. He just pumps and dumps cryptocurrencies to try and, like, look like his company is making money, which we cannot stress enough. It doesn't make money.
Wait, have you all already talked about the tax on cryptocurrency that was in the new infrastructure bill?
Last week. I mentioned it literally in two sentences last week, but that was it. It just, like, I said, you know what I saw today? Because it happened that day when we were recording. Yeah.
I'm just going to say, I'm just going to reemphasize the point of this goes on crypto guys taking L's. Don't buy cryptocurrency. Don't mine cryptocurrency. It's a bad idea. You're not actually going to make any amount of money on it. Same thing with NFTs. It's very specifically made to launder money. And
the
fact that it's being taxed is a good thing.
It's awesome. Fucking rocks. You should so this is the thing is so one of the things, Artemis, that you've missed is once Zach wasn't doing the episodes, we just like went on a tear where we basically make fun of crypto every week now.
that's understandable. It's funny. So Zach, I actually own about $5 worth of Ethereum because Zach, some people on the Destiny server that Zach and I play on. Fucking gave me $5 of crypto. I lost my password, so I no longer own $5.
I love it when you can lose your password to money.
Right. I'm going to see how much crypto I have right now.
I don't have crypto. All of you are canceled. Jesus Christ!
I've been lying to me for weeks. No, because I have Brave, and it collects crypto.
Oh, you mean their little like. Like, yeah, that, like, right-wing weirdo from Firefox who did all the terrible things and was like, I'm going to pay you to look at ads.
Right.
And paid to look at ads?
I have 67 cents. I think in the entire time I've been using... in the entire time that I've been using Brave, I've made about $10, and I've been using Brave for, like,
I literally well make more money every month on searching Bing. Like, they're paying me, like, 20, 30 bucks a month.
Wait. You can get paid just to search on Bing? Are they that desperate for people to use
Bing?
They
are.
So it's not exactly paid. It's not the same thing. It's they give you Microsoft Rewards points, which I then turn into Microsoft gift cards and just buy shit on the Xbox. And I usually spend like 20 a month at least by doing that.
That which is just kind of that's the original crypto, everyone.
Yeah.
Gift cards.
Well, yeah, it's GamerScore.
Yeah,
the only real currency.
I have the most gamer score of anyone here. That's just a fact. Yeah,
that's very true. Well, I won't contest it. I've never owned an Xbox, so I have no gamer score.
I have been an Xbox person since the first Xbox. So
yeah, I have the oldest Xbox known to man. You fucking idiot! You have Uno.
Oh, actually, I saw I guess Microsoft had a Chinese exclusive Xbox, like the original one. It was a cross promo with Hello Kitty or Sanrio, and the X was pink and the body was clear. It's very adorable.
That's so cool.
Yeah, bring back clear fucking see through technology. That shit's the best.
Right.
Bring that back.
From fishnets?
No.
Well, actually, you know what you can do is that does exist, but you have to buy it on AliExpress. Like any game system. Especially the older ones, you can just buy a clear case for now, and I do.
Ooh, here's the thing, though. I did that with some Joy-Con. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. It took me 2 hours each, because there is so much little shit
inside of those little things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I mean,
I had a migraine at the end of it.
Oh, well, I take apart phones and fix them. So, like, I feel like I have a leg. Like, I have the tools for this. And also, no. I don't, like, hunch myself over and give myself a migraine. I get migraines like a normal person, just constantly and weekly.
Yeah. No, see, like, normal. I used to fix my MacBook up, like, all the time. Like, so I had the tools and everything.
Okay. Well, I don't know then.
It was just they're very tough to do. So if I ever want this again for any particular reason, I will pay someone to do it.
They really do design, like, Nintendo really does design things, like, except for the Game Boys. Like, the Game Boys were really simple. All of their, like, standalone systems, though, are fucking weird to take apart. Like, phones are easier than that, and they're the things that are supposed to be hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was tough, and
I've had taking my GameCube apart on my list for like 2 years now, because I have the mod chip for it and all of the bits. I just need to do it. I haven't done it.
Gotta get the bits.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact about your Nintendo console is still less likely to explode than a Tesla.
That's true.
That's very true.
That's true. We know someone who I'll say friend, but it's sort of the person in our life who has the most drama that we don't ever see because they have too much drama that we just know about from Twitter at this point. But like, no. they bought a Tesla, and they clearly don't want to admit it was a bad idea, but their Tesla has crashed like an obscene number of times. Like,
that's awesome.
The number of times this car has crashed is like, I think it's like 14 plus at this point. Like, well, no one crashes their car that many times. The car is clearly and openly contributing to these things. I even said to them once, like, you know, you gotta watch out. Those things just veer directly into a median sometimes. And they're just like, yeah, no, that happened already. Oh. I'm just like, ah, all right, cool.
The former president, or the late president of Nintendo, Satoru Iwata, who saw, like, the creation of the Game Boy Advance, and the DS and the 3DS, used to say that all of those systems had to be able to be dropped from a meter high and still function, because that's roughly where, like, a breast pocket would be. If you dropped a Tesla from a meter high, it would explode twice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bad, like, not even, like, a fucking, like, real-looking explosion either. It's, like, a bad Aqua Teen Hunger Force graphic explosion. You know the one I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just sort of a PNG there.
Yeah, yeah.
No frames of animation in between.
Yeah. No, this the fucking, like, I can't remember the word I'm looking for here. It's like the degree to which there is allowable difference within the manufacturing standards of a Tesla is, like, so great that, like we have a game that my friends and I play when we're driving around, where if we're behind a Tesla, we just look at, like, the little, like, strips of rubber and gaps between, like, you know, the bumper and the trunk and all these other things. You can just watch them just, like, woo, woo. Like, they're not straight. They're just all fucked up and bent. And it just, like, look at Teslas as you go by. Look at all the little gaps in the cars. Oh, it's the manufacturing tolerance. The tolerances are horrible. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if you dropped a Tesla from a meter, the entire, like, plastic and fiberglass shell might just sort of, like, pops off of it because it's just not, it's not even fucking in there.
That's
also
awesome.
Just God. My favorite new genre, well, it's not new so much, it is, you know, more and more people are buying Teslas, but it's the first real winter where a Tesla is, like, a very mainstream car, is that
real global warming of a vehicle.
Well, no, it's that it's fucking useless.
That's what I mean. Thanks to global warming, Teslas will be okay.
Yeah, because it fucking freezes shut.
Yeah, no, literally, the doors are just like, you touch, there's just like a touch button on the side of the door, but the doors are frozen shut. Our friend who has that Tesla had that happen numerous times, where they had to wait for it to warm. They had to, like, wait for, like,
the sun.
Yeah, the sun. Well, they also they might have had those remote starts, don't they?
You get yourself a blow dryer, you know. You get yourself a long extension cord.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Do Teslas remote start?
Probably.
Maybe.
Because I thought that they remote started it and just had to wait for the, like, heat to warm up in there to melt the car open.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought that's what it was.
That would
I guess that's just not the case for this... most Californians who have Teslas. But I have to say the thing that I hate the most about them is their backup sound. That is the most, like, unnerving.
What is it, like an Amazon truck backup sound or something?
No, no, it's like, it's like ethereal and uncomfortable.
Oh.
I hate it.
Oh, I hate that.
It sounds like apartheid.
It's the auditory manifestation of apartheid.
The first video I got on fucking YouTube was annoying backup sound on new Teslas from this dude who looks like fucking Nathan for you. So you know it's got to be annoying.
Right.
Yeah, I just listened to it and I'm trying to remember what it reminds me of, because like they're definitely trying to go for like what did like a movie in the 80s think a car would sound like when it's moving, and so they're trying to do that kind of like Star Wars whoosh but like really slow. But honestly, yeah. It just sounds like a sine wave generator.
I love that you are very certain that Elon Musk's like cars are very Ready Player One, because they are incredibly Ready Player One.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, they are.
It's if you asked a 4-year-old today how they would change the world to like make it more futuristic, they would come up with the stupid shit that Tesla comes out with, because it would be like flying cars, electric cars. Let's dig a fucking tunnel just for the hell of it.
Right. Back to the Future and Tron.
And then you just have to say to the little kid, you have to say, shut the fuck up. You're just going to make a train. You're just going to make a train. We can't open the doors.
We'll make
it car.
Future looking. You got it. It will look fucking futury.
And that's the thing. Chinese bullet trains are the most fucking futuristic spaceship shit.
Oh, God, they're cool as shit. They just finished that one that goes to Laos, I think. Mm-hmm. And it just, oh, God, it's so fucking pretty.
Yeah, train zone.
Yeah. This is what sucks. It's like last week when we were talking about the JFK Jr. stuff. It's like they're just inventing some sort of like, you know, Ready Player One universe made out of like all the people, like the boomers are all just doing it out of like, you know, it's the Rolling Stones. It's JFK Jr. It's just this, they're all doing this shit where they're just inventing their Ready Player One universe out of their childhood bullshit. And now Gen Xers are like literally just licking Elon Musk's piss off the ground, because they're like, God, he's so
Tron?
Brilliant. Yeah, it's Tron. It's fucking Back to the Future. It's, oh God, it's like that. It's like a, like they would literally like Gen Xers are the, like would cause Jurassic Park to happen, because they build a Jurassic Park
because
after
it would be
Jurassic
epic
Park.
Fucking bacon if it happened. Yeah.
It
yeah.
would be epic bacon. They would be epic bacon boys.
Hey guys, we've here at Tesla, we pride ourselves on innovation that you want. So today we've built actually the torture machines from everyone's favorite novel, Please for the Love of God, Don't Build the Torture Machines. Now, we know that he meant it as a metaphor, but with the beauty of modern technology, we can make suffering a reality.
Isn't that already happening? Aren't people trying to, like, make Squid Game, but not as deadly?
Yeah, that's Mr. Beast. He's a millennial.
Well, but that's the thing, is, like, the only problem there is they didn't wait, like, 30 years. Now, I don't know if anyone's going to remember Squid Game at that point, because it feels more like an internet flash in the pan.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember Squid Game now.
It's on my mind, because, like, Jack had me watch it with him the other night, because he wanted to show me, and, you know, mostly just, I want to show you this I want to show you this horny show with a lot of blood, and I'm like, okay, let's see.
Okay, to be fair, that North Korean defector woman's got to make me act up.
Oh, yeah, no.
She is gorgeous.
Oh, God.
Problematic fave.
She almost kills?
Wood, I guess.
Not problematic. What do you mean?
A defector from North Korea? Come on.
That's nah.
You can't turn your back on Juche.
She wanted to go back.
Well, that's okay, yeah. See, I'm only one episode in, and she's got strong I'm trying to get the money to go back energy based on that like real story of the people who were sort of like tricked into defecting by like their boss, and were like, send me back. That's kind of what I assumed her character
was. This shit sucks.
Yeah,
hypercapitalism with like American traits really fucking sucks.
No, yeah, I got all the support in the world for someone who is like, I don't think this is working for me, and then they defect and go, oh no, it was the Satan.
Oh yeah, this sucks. Bye.
I mean, it did. And, like, yeah, they did America did kill 20% of the fucking population of North Korea, so
yeah,
it's mm-hmm. kind of understandable for them to call them like Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we are. There's like not a question there. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
Like, if there is a Satan, it is us.
Yep.
Him. They call America the Great Satan. Wonder where they got that from.
Wonder where.
I wonder where you got that from, specifically.
Talking about the same place that people die because they can't crowd fund. Anyway, next topic. Hey, let's go listen to that song.
Good transition. Yeah. What is the next topic?
Yeah, feed me another take. Stick another fucking take in the take hole.
Yeah. Okay.
this comes from the Mercury News from Fiona Keeler. Thanks, Fiona. Oh, Kaiser reaches tentative deal with unions, but on Monday, Bay Area pharmacy strike is still possible.
You'll forgive me, but didn't we depose the Kaiser back in 1920?
So this is about Kaiser Permanente.
Oh God, he's still here.
Yeah,
he'll never be gone.
Kaiser Permanente is the Lord God of gatekeeping transgender genitals, and we have to overthrow him. We have to have someone assassinate Kaiser Permanente.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah. Well. So what I like though is that the very first thing in this article is an image of people on strike, and one of the signs that they're holding is "This is not about vaccinations," which I'm like, thank God
yeah,
that they're not
absolutely.
Striking. The unions aren't striking to protect to not be vaccinated, which you know is a very real thing nowadays.
Yeah, every fucking like. I mean, you know, fucking my local is smarter than that, I'm pretty sure. Like, we got one or two assholes, but, you know, on the whole, you know, like, good, not jackass people. Every meeting still, I'm like, oh, what is someone going to, like, make this a thing?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well,
it is a real fear.
That sign is actually for the news because they're protesting in front of the hospital, and they just need to put a big sign up for all of the news people coming in. Just turn around. It's just a labor dispute. You don't care about this. This isn't
vaccine.
Yeah,
you don't give a shit about this.
Exactly. Well, it's also important because that's – I imagine that there are companies that have tried to call their workers anti-maskers during these protests because it's very easy to suddenly
turn
a public opinion against
organizations. Definitely.
And these people who are all vaccinated marching outside aren't wearing masks. And, well,
yep. God forbid.
Well, why aren't they wearing masks even though they're vaccinated and outside?
Yeah, no, I would really love to see that be the thing that turns just like absolute fucking, you know, dyed-in-the-wool, anti-union fucking moron into like, oh yeah, this is what organized labor is all about. it's these fucking vaccines, y'all.
This is one of those situations where I'm like, this is why they make, why the rich keep trying to make healthcare for profit in America. Because like, you know, I'm all for a public sector union. I'm all for people organizing against whatever, you know, it's like, of course. But like the fact that healthcare is for profit and then healthcare workers have to go on strike is just an obvious ongoing ploy to like if the Kaiser workers like in Denver went on strike, I'm going to just be down there with a big sign that says, you give them a fucking raise, I want my vagina.
Yeah.
And it's just going to like, because like, I gotta be with them on this one. But like,
because they're the people who
really
do it.
Just like, it's just like, oh, I can't receive health care, and now all these people who I don't like because they're overworked and snippy with me sometimes aren't letting me get the basic health care the one time I tried. Maybe health care is bad and the workers suck, and this is all just obviously an ongoing like psychological attack on anyone who wants to like fucking have universal health care but doesn't understand that that's what they want.
Mm. Right.
Because you just shouldn't be, like, healthcare workers of all people are the ones you need to treat good, really fucking good, so they don't strike.
Yeah, so they can continue working, you know, as much as they can. Because it's important.
If you're going to be a scab, you're going to end up with more than a scab at the ER.
Nice. Good. No, yeah, it is very much by design in this fucking country that, like, you know, fucking agricultural workers and healthcare workers. Like, literally the people who keep people alive, and that is the labor that they sell, you know, are some of the shittiest treated.
Yeah, because didn't they make it so that, like, you're not allowed to go organize labor or unions on farmland anymore?
Essentially, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and also just, like, a massive amounts of the farmer labor parties were destroyed or absorbed or mass murdered by government actions, typically under democratic governments. Like in Minnesota, for example, the farmer labor party was completely assimilated and then had their agenda destroyed. And then you have, you know, Minnesotan Democrats wondering, why are the DFL? Why don't the laborers or the farmers like us?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
God.
Yep. So, according to the article, healthcare provider Kaiser Permanente has reached a tentative agreement for a 4-year contract with unions covering about 50,000 employees, staving off most planned strikes that were expected to affect departments mainly in Southern California and Oregon starting Monday. The agreement came after some 35,000 Kaiser workers said that they would walk off the job next week, including nurses, midwives, physical therapists, and others across more than 300 facilities in Southern California. That prompted Kaiser to alert its members to an indefinite slowdown in services. But NorCal members of the Guild for Professional Pharmacists, which is not among the 22 unions comprising the Alliance of Healthcare Unions subject to the agreement, were still expecting to strike starting Monday, causing shutdowns of Bay Area outpatient pharmacies, a Kaiser spokesperson confirmed. Quote, "We protest today against the unfair actions of Kaiser's senior leadership," reads a statement from the Pharmacy Guild. "Their actions and disregard for patient safety and Kaiser's lack of compassion will harm everyone and cause and has caused unnecessary hardships for all Northern California patients." From my understanding, what they were doing was basically slashing the wages for new hires and just gutting senior members.
Creating a two-tier system and then using those two tiers to tear down the things they pay the older members?
Mm-hmm.
But their mistake was trying to do it all in one contract?
Yeah.
See, that's not how you
do that. Yeah.
typical Kaiser trying to cut corners, just like the Schlieffen plan.
God. The healthcare provider Kaiser Permanente serves roughly 12.5 million people nationwide, and about 4.5 million of them are living in California. So, like, a third of their patients live in California. This would have been immensely bad if the if the strike didn't reach some sort of agreement. But also, don't fucking do this to healthcare workers. Like, this is a incredibly tough job as it is. If it wasn't already, you know, the middle of a fucking pandemic, like third year of a goddamn pandemic, like, this is ridiculous.
Really, wouldn't the press on this global panini?
we have to say panini, otherwise we'll get demonetized.
That's how that works. Yeah, demonetized?
No,
don't tell Artemis.
Yeah, we've been monetized this entire time.
No. Wait, you guys are getting
monetized? Yeah.
Do I get paid per appearance?
Basically.
I've got a large wad of cash in my hands right now from the Coca-Cola branded kidney I got grafted into me.
Yeah. So, speaking of unfortunate names, I say again, it appears that a local county school in, is that Orange County? I just see that OC.
That is Orange County, yes.
Is thinking of changing their name, or just has merely come under criticism because their name is the Colonists.
Huh. That is a little on the nose.
It's Orange County.
You keep giving us Orange County stories. They are the gift that keeps on giving. Jesus
they,
Christ.
They really are. It's a really shitty, it's one of the worst places in the country, possibly the world. But this comes from the Voice of OC, which is a really great, if you're in the OC area or LA area even, and want to know more about OC, Voice of OC is really great. This is from Hossam Elitar. Thanks, Hossam. But yeah, the colonists. It's been exactly 100 years to the day on November 9th since Anaheim High School students first decided their mascot name, the Colonists. Now, a century later, Anaheim school students will vote to keep their controversial mascot, get rid of it, or keep the name but change the imagery behind the behind it following growing community calls to replace the Colonists' mascot and the symbols associated, according
God,
to the school website.
God, what is
website.
The imagery?
they should make it like Space Colonists.
Yeah, I mean, that's boring, actually... Yeah. So, that's the thing is, my alma mater, Cal State East Bay, their mascot is the Pioneers, but when the school was founded in the 60s, it was not like a pioneer, like a... It was like a space pioneer. Like, he was in a spacesuit and stuff.
Huh.
But then in the Very 90s, Cosmos, they came up like with it. This... Yeah, in the 90s, though, they came up with this character called Pioneer Pete, who was a like a Western pioneer.
Like a fucking, like, you know, coonskin cap, fucking, you know, Davy Crockett type guy, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't use him anymore.
That's very
I wonder
fun.
Why that is.
Yeah, yeah, I wonder how that came about.
But this isn't the only OC mascot that has been controversial. There are a couple of there's schools like that have the Conquistadors. There's one back in 2016 or 2017 where the vote was whether or not to keep Johnny Rebel as the mascot.
Who is wow, Johnny
that's,
Rebel?
That's
Johnny Rebel. Johnny Rebel is a personification of the Confederacy.
Oh no! Okay. Yeah, I found the Anaheim High School Colonists logo. They're all pretty cringe.
Oh wait,
one of these is just like it's like some sort of like Paul Revere motherfucker, just like dashing, carrying a banner for the school. And the other one, which appears to be the coat of the school, appears to have a coat of arms for its logo,
like schools do. Which, you know,
yeah, totally normal thing. Which appears to just have like a like Thanksgiving pilgrim like. Kindergarten story type of person, like a bust of them from the shoulder up, surrounded by just like two musket rifles, and it's very threatening considering.
So here's some interesting arguments. So it's very degrading to us Native Americans, said Anaheim Hills alumnus Masatepakal Tepehoyolotzin. Oops, sorry about that one. I do not Yikes. Remember the mother tongue. The original mother tongue. Now what? So at the meeting, who helped organize a protest around the school, that image, the mascot, is a reminder of our trauma and what they did to us, raped our ancestors, so there needs to be corrections to this. Another one said the original name was, the name, which was originally Mother Colonists, was chosen to represent the mother colony that was established here in Anaheim in 1857 by the Prussian-German settlers who came here to start a new life, said, Jaime Rubio, an author, said in an email on Monday. Also, this person,
Jaime Rubio.
Yeah,
so they're talking about how we're in an entirely different story. We still can't escape the fucking Kaiser.
I still love this guy. His name is Jamie or Jaime, but it's Jam, like the French, like I love.
It's got an apostrophe in it.
Yeah,
Je m'appelle.
Uh-huh. I like, yeah.
Anyway,
that's great.
I like, I love, I don't remember.
So, if you don't know, Anaheim is built on the ancestral lands of the Gabrielino Tongva. So, you know, there were people here. That uh-huh. So it's still very weird to have anyone be called colonists. You know,
it's not
just,
great.
Just say, a thought.
As you know, what I'm hearing is this is just an honest representation of the town.
Yeah, like, hey, yeah, we're huge pieces of shit. We get it.
I mean, there is a reason why it is locally known as Clanaheim.
Oh God,
Uh-oh.
Is it?
Uh-oh.
Yes, it is.
That makes
That's
sense.
Real unfortunate.
That's terrible.
Before doing a lot of stuff for Psychic Dolphin Garage, I was and you know, before the pandemic, I was planning on doing a kind of like a big history, because no one's really done it. Of the founding of OC and how it was founded by former Confederate slash KKK members, because OC used to be part of LA County, which means LA County was enormous, but this was the least Mexican part of LA County, and they wanted less Mexicans. So they founded Orange County, and a huge chapter of like the West Coast's Ku Klux Klan was actually not very far from where I am sitting right now.
Cool. We've all got some era of bastards mere minutes from where we all sit.
But what's great is the church that was the founding of the KKK in OC is still around, but I have I've passed by this church several times, and they now are like LGBT inclusive. They
anyone can be a colonizer.
No, but they have interfaith discussions. You know, they're
okay.
And I've got to talk to the lead pastor, and she has said that, like, you know, they're no longer, although this building is the same, they're no longer the same church, and they have a lot of like they have a lot of healing to do for the community because of like of their history. And I was like, you know, this is actually like a really like a very genuine person who is very aware of the history of their particular church, which I thought was great, because most people would not be willing to admit even that. So yeah. You know, tiny baby steps into a good direction.
Yeah, hey, they are doing the bare minimum, and we respect it.
I mean, you know, Christianity is still a colonizing force regardless, but...
Yeah, I really don't like it. I don't know why I have to like it. I'm not going to.
No, but...
Like, call me an epic atheist, but God, fuck Christians.
But I do think that it's good that they're at least acknowledging their very sordid past.
Once they get some music that's a little less Coldplay, I might be inclined to listen. But until that point,
Owl City is also a Christian rock band. So
ew!
You can't listen to Fireflies.
I can and I will.
See,
I do what I wilt, like that other very cringe book says, and
what?
Fucking,
I do, do what thou wilt shall be the whole law, law under love under will.
Yeah, Delema. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole. That's about as far
what
as
is
I
this
got.
Hermeneutic shit. You.
No, that's the lema. That's Odo Templi Orientis, which is very blasphemous because I, as a Catholic, should not know this, but I do, and I will be serving penance for it soon.
Speaking of blasphemous. What's that Bill Maher fucker up to?
This is we were talking about this before the podcast, but it is kind of fun to get the news source from Fox News. Trigger warning, this is a Fox News article. But Bo and I were saying just how batshit bonkers their headlines are.
You just keep getting like, suckered in. Every week you're bringing a new Fox News article.
It's so... Thankfully, I don't use this account for anything else other than finding news, which is great. But that's why I keep getting Fox News ones. But I can't stop it. These are so terribly written. I can't help it.
It is very interesting to see, like... Because obviously Fox News has always been garbage in terms of its, like, journalistic integrity. But to see their approach change as their audience changes...
Uh-huh.
Like, oh yeah,
they're older. The older demographics, they're still roping in, but sections of that older demographic, they either have to like, it's sort of like they're doubling down on their perspective plus trying to rope in the younger, misogynists and racists, and you have to use a different tone. But that tone happens to work pretty well with your old demographic of old people who don't talk to their relatives anymore.
Hey kids, isn't Epic Pepe's on Fleek? Yeah.
No, I think it is. I think that's a very good point.
I think Epic Pepe's is on Fleek. I feel like I'm having some sort of brain thing happen right now every time I say that. Yeah.
You are, but don't worry, we're currently monetizing it.
Well, hell yeah, cool.
Well, and we're gonna milk that brain thing going on by reading this Fox News article. So Bill Maher slams MSNBC for pinning Youngkin Win on white ignorance. Quote, I don't think that helps. This is from Joseph A. Wolfson. Go fuck yourself, Joseph.
Go fuck yourself.
real-time host Bill Maher took a swipe at MSNBC for the way it reacted to Glenn Youngkin's stunning victory in this month's Virginia gubernatorial race.
Okay, is this like fucking Justin Trudeau fucker pictured here? That's Youngkin?
Yeah, that's Youngkin.
That is a guy who has done blackface face.
Yeah.
He's also he's definitely young, though. He's not misleading us in that regard.
Yeah, and his kin are probably... He probably has some young kin, too.
He's only slightly graying.
Well, that's them's your youngkins.
So during Friday night's panel discussion, Maher sounded the alarm on this level of hate Americans have for each other, slamming those who floated the idea of secession. How would we secede in California, which has 4 million Trump voters? Maher asked. What do we do about this hate?
What hate are you talking about?
I love how off the rails that like this article has already gone off the rails two sentences in. You'd think that they're recording Psychic Dolphin Garage.
No, it sounds like Fox News wants to make a podcast.
Fox News, if you're listening.
Please come on the show. Please come on the show. The entirety of Fox News.
Yeah, I want to hear all of you.
Oh,
I want
to
once.
I want to yell. I want to yell personally at Steve Ducey.
Who the hell is Steve Ducey?
Yeah.
Let me see that Ducey, Steve.
Yeah, get your Ducey out.
Post hole, Steve.
Well, I wasn't going to be that blatant.
The HBO star pulled up a headline published by MSNBC following the GOP's major win in Virginia, which read, "Glenn Youngkin's victory proves white ignorance is a powerful weapon."
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's not what proved it, but it is. Yeah.
Right.
It's been new.
Maher replied, "I don't think that helps. I'm an old school liberal. I believe in a colorblind society. That's not where woke is, okay? There's a lot of resegregation going on. There's a lot of you're either a racist or you don't know you're a racist. So yes, there's some we on the other side too." That sentence doesn't make sense, by the way.
It makes perfect sense, because what he's trying to do is he's trying to get one of those many things to become a buzzword and just fucking, he's throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Right.
Because there were like four or five different buzz phrases in there that like could maybe work as a thing for like, oh, this is the next CRT, it's reverse segregation or whatever the fuck. But I mean,
right.
You know, Bill Maher just fucking lacks all. I mean, you know, again, talk about fucking guys who are just Reddit as fuck. Elon Musk, great example.
Yeah.
But Bill Maher, I mean, he's like the fucking blueprint for that. You know,
I can't wait to post this epic Bill Maher take on r/atheism.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean,
for
this
people
guy...
who's fucking, you know, mimetic clock stopped in fucking 2012.
Well, yeah, also, this guy is literally just fucking SEO incarnate, just trapped in a sack of aging skin. Like, he doesn't, like, he just says whatever he thinks gets him clicks, but he's still on a TV show, so it's weird that he does that. Like,
yeah.
You just watch him or not.
It's also because his show doesn't actually get that much viewership on HBO. It gets significantly more clicks and views on his YouTube channel.
Oh, right. Does it?
It's
okay,
like
so...
how it's like how Jimmy Fallon's and all their, because his show is technically more like a Jimmy Fallon or a Jimmy Kimmel than is supposed to be like a Daily Show, but he just treats it like it's a Daily Show. He treats it like people give a shit specifically about his opinion.
Also,
I don't want to like give Bill Maher credit, but the name of the show is literally Bill Maher.
It's real
like it's,
time with Bill Maher.
I, look, all I'm saying is if I had a TV show that was named after me, I would think that part of it is because I'm important and my opinions are important. What I'm saying is you shouldn't give anyone a TV show named after them.
The second
you all change this show to be Psychic Dolphin Garage starring Charlie, I'm going to become an asshole because I'm going to think I'm important.
So I was able to take a look at this MSNBC quote unquote article. It's not an article; it's a blog post. it's a blog post, so therefore it's an opinion. It's not a report, which of course, like someone like Bill Maher wouldn't know the difference of. But it does say Glenn Youngkin's victory proves white ignorance is a powerful weapon. Virginia's new Republican governor won his race by stoking outrage over critical race theory, which is true. That's how he won. He won by 6%. He got 6% more of the vote. Or
it's honestly more substantial.
Yeah. But, like, he ran as an anti-critical race theory candidate, even though that was not, that's not even something that's discussed as curriculum in Virginia. And we all know now that, like, critical race theory as a talking point, as something that's, like, being quote-unquote taught in public schools, was, like, thought up by some right-wing think tank. And, like, Glenn Youngkin is just, like, one of these, like, think tank candidates.
It's not, and it's the thing, it's, like, it's just not, there is the use of critical theory to talk about race, yes.
Right.
But that is, like, there is no bedrock critical race theory.
Right, like, person. I studied ethnic, like, my degree is in ethnic studies. We did not do critical race theory. We, you know, we, like, critically looked at the, like, the concept of race and racism in the history of the United States and globally. But there's no, like, standardized thought on critical race theory, because that's not really a thing.
Like, yeah, but, like, what if they teach my 3-year-old to hate himself because he's white?
like actually getting, here's the thing, getting, I don't think that there's anything wrong with, like, getting white kids to question, like, oh
no,
like, is my race something that gives me an advantage in the United States? That's absolutely not a bad thing to get people, but the white middle class is just, like, clutching at their fake pearls, just being like, oh, but, like, they,
oh, no,
can't
they,
be
they can
upset
afford, they
that
can afford real pearls.
Not the pearls are expensive.
No, it's not. They, so what it is it's especially my favorite part of the statement is that in it, he basically answers the reason why this thing is such a problem, why people get upset about it. He's like, oh, I'm an old school liberal. You know, I'm as, there's also, like, the classic phrase of, oh, I'm as left as they come.
Yeah, which is demonstrably bullshit. Are, I mean, if anything, said, like, Bill Maher just being so fucking square just proves,
well,
that.
He doesn't say that. He calls himself, like, an old school liberal, which is not, yeah, that's not a thing. But for instance, people like my parents, namely, like, my mother and my stepfather, use that exact same line of logic, and then they complain about, like, oh, this, you know, kids these days are too radical,
and
they
rap
claim
music,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but they, like, no, it's not even like that, because it's not like they're conservative. They are,
I mean, for Bill
Maher,
it is.
Obama voters, but those same people can get swindled into it because there is this, like, elitism of thinking, like, oh, you're not teaching the facts. You're teaching people how to, you know, to feel bad about themselves, or, like, you're teaching them to get a participation trophy. It's just a generation. It's this whole group of people that feel like they earned something when realistically they inherited just like everyone else.
This is like a group of people who were raised by people who, like, were, like, 5 years old during the Great Depression, and, like, all of their childhood trauma is just weird shit, like putting water into a bottle of soap over and over again until it's just water and there's no soap left, or, like, complaining that people use more than one square of toilet paper when they pee. This is the kind of shit that they're doing, and so they look at people like us who are, like, you know, under communism, we will make enough toilet paper that everyone is satisfied with each wipe, and they're like, ah, oh, these fucking children. Why are they
fuck
like
toilet
this?
Paper? Well, bidets.
The answer is bidets. It's like,
yeah, that's why we're all on the same page here.
It's you don't make electric cars. You use trains. You don't use bamboo toilet paper. You use bidets. There's an obvious solution. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. You solve the tragedy of the commons by using the more energy efficient option, not just by giving out more stuff.
The Occam's razor option.
Now don't wipe with a razor now. That's a bridge too far. I don't care what kind of dingleberry situation you're rocking there. A razor is not the answer.
No. Well, to end this, I at least have some. This is I mentioned this in the in our group chat, but this is a good thing. I recently subbed at my actual high school, the high school that I went to, which is great. Again, the whole thing, the portables are still there, and those were there before I went to high school.
Oh, they're never going away.
Nope, they're literally never going away. Oh, the school's on top of a fault line, so like those kids are gonna die first.
Sometime, Dennis, we should go back to the school I attended in the Bay Area near Pebble Beach, and I guarantee you the portables where I failed English in seventh grade will absolutely still be there.
Well, so I subbed for a guy who was on the football team when I was in high school. He's a couple years younger than me, but he's apparently been teaching at the school for about 5 years, so that's cool. But he's teaching history. And I was like, oh, God. And I had to like, have the kids watch a bunch of, like, History Channel videos, which were terrible. They interviewed the weirdest people. But a good thing was that on his bookshelf, the clearly stuff that he was looking at were two books about ethnic studies curriculum. And actually, one of the books that I read in my, like, college ethnic studies course.
Oh, good.
So I think, you know, we're not, like... this is gonna definitely like stoke the fears of people like who are like scared about critical race theory, but this book that I read, there's a specific chapter in it called The Rise of the Cotton Kingdom. It's widely available online. We'll probably put a link to it. But it goes about how slavery at some point was actually becoming very hard to morally justify in the United States until the invention of the cotton gin.
And economically justify.
Yeah. And there was not quite as much animosity between poor whites and enslaved black people because they were more or less doing the same job and poor white people were not making that much money. But after the huge demand for cotton, after the cotton gin, poor whites were suddenly out of a job because the plantation owners just suddenly got a bunch of slaves instead because it was much more economically, better for them. And they stoked the flames between, poor whites and blacks, according to, Ronald Takaki.
Yeah. Anytime you hear someone saying foreigners took our jobs, that is being manipulated by the rich for their benefit.
Yeah, this is solidly where the idea of classism and racism were like cemented in the United States. Like it had been churning for obviously hundreds of years, as long as slavery had existed, but they were cemented specifically after the cotton gin.
They structurally existed, and everyone was just like, "Yeah, I think that structure is fine. I don't know." And then there were some like fucking like. Absolute edgelords who were like, this is the greatest system. I'm going to come up with whatever reasons I need to justify it. And then at this point, it ticks over into this, and now the economic prerogative is to sort of cement this so structurally that now individually things are terrible.
Right. So it's
is that fair?
No, totally. And it's disingenuous to say that like anyone who is like looking at American history critically in like a high school or like elementary or middle school classroom, like, and looking at like, the history of white people's colonization of these lands and enslavement of Africans, like that, it's disingenuous to say that the critical look and teaching that history properly is like creating a race war. It is not. Like the race war has been here. And it's because of that shit. It's because of the whitewashing of the history up until very, very recently.
Now, a lot of those same, concerned parents, which whenever you see the phrase concerned parent, you can just, control fucking V and dipshit because that's literally all it ever means. A lot of these concerned parents are like, oh, well, won't that be anti-American? And the answer is yes. And that's good.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's, it's just so unfair that facts have an anti-American bias.
Yeah.
It's so odd.
Yeah, that was a paraphrase from Al Franken, so I probably shouldn't be too proud of that.
Canceled. Canceled.
Yeah. Get out of here, you Bill Maher type.
No, please.
Also, fuck your patriotic proletarianism, because this is a shitty country. We should every week we gotta say it.
Fuck this country. And yeah, fuck the people who want you to be patriotic for it. You don't get to be patriotic for a colony. It's
don't,
bad.
Don't you mean
be patriotic
let's
for the other
go,
things.
America?
Yeah, let's go, America.
Because that's not a stale meme yet.
Oh, nope. Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, it's... Listen, okay. I think we're getting close to the end here, so I think I've got a nice closing statement, which I think will very fairly and sort of, you know, considerately end it.
I was considering derailing it with a joke afterward, but go ahead.
No. It's not about, you know, your country. It's not about your pride or whatever it is you're interested in. It's about the Mets, baby. Gotta love those Mets.
Gotta
come
love
on,
the
baby.
Mets. Go Mets, baby.
Let's hit a home go run. Come Mets on. Gotta love the Mets, baby. All right, get fucking end the show. End the show quick. Quick end the show.
All right, folks. Folks, if you've made it this far, you are a true comrade, and thank you so much for sticking around. Shout out to all of our patrons, including Andrew, the existential dread of fatherhood itself, Julian, Julia, Dylan, Samantha, Caleb, Jack, Broobs, Lizzie, the brilliant Dr. Fly, Alex, Olive Lotion Wizard, Olive Lotion Wizard, Jorge, Sophia, Tyler, Malwin, Eli, Rufus, not a mole rat, Tim, Scott, the Reverend Lawn Gnome Hollywood, and the Warlock Phosphorus. Thank you all so much for donating at above a dollar. But don't worry, if you donate at a dollar, you just won't get your name read like these very lovely people, but you'll get access to everything else that we have on our Patreon.
And you're still lovely, too. Don't worry about that.
You're incredibly lovely.
We're not going to say that much.
You'll get access to things like all of our bonus episodes, all of the episodes of Dolphins and Garages at least 1 month early. If you don't know what Dolphins Garages are, that's our D&D podcast. It's a lot of fun. Go take a listen. And you'll also get access to the incredibly, can't find it anywhere else. No one's going to... no one has it. Exclusive Sonic High School parts 1 and 2. And
yeah, 2's out. And has been out. It's 3 that I've been dragging my fucking feet on.
Well, you know what? Christmas miracles happen every single year. So maybe that'll be 1 this year. But Give those first 2 a listen anyway, because they're fucking hilarious. Go follow us all on Twitter. We're amazing and great, and Charlie's really hot on Twitter. So,
oh my god, I just posted a new picture of how fucking hot I am.
There you go. What more do you need, gamers?
She's becoming so, like, she's gonna become like evil at the end of these. her ego's just gonna get so. That's why we cannot call this Psychic Dolphin Garage starring Charlie.
That's a work in progress. I'm gonna challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, please.
Just that. Challenge
me to what?
Consider yourself challenged.
Just being hot or evil?
Being hot? Well, definitely being evil. no one will be as evil as I.
No, that's not possible for me to win. I've been also subbing around, and let me tell you, I'm not very evil.
Anyway. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.